Hello, I am Nimcha, and this is Siphoned. Let me tell you a story of those that siphon shades that consume and suck out your thoughts completely, leaving you willless, helpless, obedient, sometimes for hours on end. They are dangerous and difficult to capture creatures. Many say that it is almost impossible to run once you've been caught. Once they begin to drain you, to sap you from your thoughts, your will, your strength, once they begin to reduce you to nothing but a blank slate, it is already too late. Stories of them have echoed through the ages, some turning into myth, others legend, most dismissed as just another fairy tale. Descriptions of them mostly center around a shadow, a shade, thin and see-through, some containing bluish eyes. Their patterns unpredictable, uncalculated for human thought. They appear to attack at random, although many, some say all, of their victims appear to have some affinity, some interest in hypnosis. Were you taught not to walk the streets at night, to check in corners and under your bed just to be safe? Echoes, myths, all these tellings and retellings created new and different fantasies. Many of them completely ignoring the simple reason for their existence: your thoughts. I still remember quite a while ago when someone came to me telling me about their experience. At first, I wasn't sure what to make of it. Their words rambling, disconnected, incoherent even. It didn't make any sense. And yet, the longer I listened, the more their tale appeared to have some truth to it. It was very difficult for them to remember exactly what happened, as the more you are drained, the more the concept of time or memories of that occasion simply melts away. It's difficult to remember a moment where your mind has been diminished, and I often wondered how it would feel if you could hear them coming, if you would notice their presence. Is it a single shade or a group of them? Would you notice those eyes staring at you, watching you and tasting your thoughts? Would you be aware of how long they were circling around you, curious, waiting for the right moment to truly take as much as possible from your mind? And strangely, these are not the moments when we are most busy, no. Somehow, they seek moments of weakness when you are open, when your mind has been reduced. By the time it starts, it's already too late. When you feel the strange suction somehow starting in the back of your mind, pulling your thoughts forward, it's already happening. You can feel the strange stream of thoughts, your consciousness running along a line that is being slowly pulled out of you. Your head emptied, your thoughts slowly drying up as they are sapped from your thoughts, sucked gently yet firmly more and more out of you, a continuous sensation of draining. Shifting from the back of your mind all the way to the front, it is your unconscious that could notice, and yet it is your conscious mind that sees the last thoughts slipping away, that can hear your own breathing, your mind slowing down to the point of entire total openness. Your feelings, aware that your head has been sapped dry completely, drained, diminished, reduced, siphon. And the more open you get, the more those that siphon take. They pull each and every thought out of you, leaving your body in an extremely suggestible state. It makes your mind so open and vulnerable you continue to listen to my voice, the effects will be deeply amplified. Those shades can circle around you for minutes, even hours, continuing to siphon your thoughts and take each and every single one of them. Reducing your mind to a blissful open state. Completely dry and empty. Every single drop taken and leaving you blissfully vulnerable and open to more and more suggestions. And as those suggestions, my voice arrives, you can feel how they continue to siphon you. Some have said that they enjoy the feeling, invite them, and yet it can be difficult to attract their attention. One thing is for certain, the more open your mind becomes, the more easy it is empty. Pulled, sapped, diminished. And yet, there's a reason they still exist. As those that siphon take more and more of your mind, they leave you blissfully blank and wonderfully open. Continue to siphon you blank as long as you listen to my voice. Otherwise, if my voice doesn't follow, you might notice your thoughts slowly, finally, being able to form once again. And of course, the more you enjoy it, the more deep to the last delicious.